WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
One of the most unexpected bestsellers of the past year was Lynn Truss's Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, a book about, of all things, punctuation. But according to our linguist Jeff Nunberg, the book's success may not be that surprising after all.
The author photo inside the cover of Lynn Truss's Eat, Shoots, and Leaves shows Truss with a marker poised to insert a missing apostrophe on a poster for the movie 2 Weeks Notice. That's an allusion to her proposal to form vigilante groups who will venture out in ski masks in the dead of night correcting the punctuation on signs and billboards. Like other pop grammarians, Truss is always addressing her audience as a tiny band of beleaguered partisans who stand between the language and out-and-out barbarism. As in, how long before the last few punctuation sticklers are obliged to take refuge together in caves? Actually, she'd better change that caves to caverns if she's planning to accommodate all the people who have bought her book. Almost a year after its American publication, it's still perched near the top of the bestseller lists, even as more recent books by Bill Clinton and David Sedaris have receded from the ranks. In fact, for all their talk of beleaguered minorities, writers like Truss, John Simon, and Edwin Newman have turned sticklerism into a popular entertainment that appeals to a far wider audience than an old-fashioned high-culture grammarian like H.W. Fowler could ever have dreamed of. True, most of Truss's readers aren't dyed-in-the-wool grammar buffs, the sorts of people who correct the spelling on restaurant menus and begin their sentences by saying, "I pride myself." They simply enjoy a lively rant, particularly if it flatters their taste in the bargain. And a lively rant is what Truss gives them, garrulous, rambling, and brimming with melodramatic outrage. To hear her tell it, not a day goes by that a faulty punctuation mark doesn't leave her appalled, gasping, shuddering, gazing in horror, or stopping dead in her tracks with her fingers in her mouth. That's all deliberately over the top, of course. Anybody who was actually walking around in a state of outrage over the punctuation of email messages and movie posters would have serious priority issues. We're meant to take it as campy exaggeration. If you play your pedantry broadly enough, nobody can accuse you of taking yourself too seriously. In fact, Truss's book bears a resemblance to another surprise cultural phenomenon, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Those fantasies about forming a militia of Kamahadin bring to mind the Queer Eye SWAT team swooping in after dark to replace somebody's tacky shower curtain. And those operatic denunciations of punctuation errors are exactly what you'd expect from the Queer Eye bunch if they added a grammar makeover specialist. Oh, my God. Did you hear that pronoun? But in a postmodern world, mocking your foibles is also a way of giving yourself license to indulge them. It's like karaoke singers who clown and mug as they sing songs by the Carpenters that they're embarrassed to admit they actually cherish. And for pop grammarians like Truss, you can't help feeling that the self-mockery is a cover for self-congratulation. She may make fun of herself as a stickler, but she clearly considers herself to be one of a select few. Somebody whose sleep is troubled by a misplaced apostrophe, even if it's 20 mattresses down. That's where the resemblance to Queer Eye ends. As Susan Sontag pointed out 40 years ago in a famous essay, true camp is always infused with generosity, even when it affects a malicious tone. It's about relishing, not judging. That's why the last scene of every Queer Eye episode shows the team chatting fondly about the schlubby straight guy they've turned into a swan. But despite her relentless jollity, generosity isn't Truss's long suit. It doesn't take much to launch her into an aria of indignation, a superfluous apostrophe in a pizza ad, the name of a pop group, or a sign over the vegetable bin. H.W. Fowler would have cut people a bit more slack there. After all, the English language isn't going to stand or fall on the strength of its supermarket signage. It's true that for most readers, Truss's orthographic snobbery is merely amusing. After all, a knowledge of the apostrophe is a pretty trifling hook to hang your self-esteem on. But the book has come in for rough treatment by reviewers like Louis Menand in The New Yorker and Edmund Morris in The New York Times, writers that you wouldn't ordinarily expect to bother with a book like this at all. That may be because they see Truss's book as trivializing a subject that they take very seriously. When we turn punctuation into an occasion for feeling superior to the local tradesman, we're letting ourselves off too easily. Anybody can master the simple rituals of the apostrophe, but it's a more humbling exercise to confront the austere disciplines of the colon, dash, and semicolon. And for all her self-assurance, Truss doesn't show much sign of having grappled with those mysteries. In fact, her own punctuation is alarmingly insouciant at times. She tosses semicolons into her sentences in something like the way I scatter fennel seed when I'm cooking, in the vague hope it'll somehow pull the other ingredients together. The difference is that no publisher would let me get anywhere near a cookbook.
Jeff Nunberg is a Stanford linguist and the author of Going Nuclear: Language, Politics, and Culture in Confrontational Times.